Okay, so you asked about this today. So a couple of reasons. First of all, Tachanunim is received one of the central forms of Tfilah. It just reads partial, there's Chanan. The Rashi mentions there's 10 Lashonis of Tfilah, and that's just what the Sefer is showing. The Tfilah goes through defining what the 10 Lashonis of Tfilah are, how to use them, when to use them. We should not have done it properly. It's Erev Tisha B'Av. The Mephoshim, the Avnei Nezer, the Pischachur brings down that it's an enormous Eis Rotzon. When you're sitting on the floor, you have a long time, a lot of time to do nothing on Tisha B'Av. It's Mamash and Eis Rotzon to Tvila. So a person should at least have some Hagdama to Tvila before Tisha B'Av. It's really a Yom of Tvila. What else is there to do on Tisha B'Av? You see, the way the Tisha B'Av is set up, the whole unhog of Tvila is, or of Tisha B'Av, is Tvila. You can't learn, and if you can learn, you can't learn properly. And it's the whole, whatever, you're taken away from learning to a certain extent. You've got 4 or 5 hours in the morning to sit on the floor and do nothing. So what are you going to do with the time? So say kinnis, so funny, but it's a kinnis, but who really understands what they say? It's a very important time to daven, very important time to daven. So it's just, also we finished the Tosfos in the sugya we're learning on, it's not a sugya, the last hour's month. So we decided just to mechazak a little bit in tefillah, maybe mechazak a little bit in the sefer, which I hold everybody should learn. Let's stop. But I start in the middle, so that I answered already. Because it's
we done before the kinnah.
Say shachris before kinnah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is what you're talking about
now,
shachris.
I'm not talking about anything. I'm talking
about the 5 hours you've got, and then you're saying kinnah. It's not time to die.
I'm just telling what the proportion say that Tisha B'Av, when you're sitting on the floor mourning the Beit HaMikdash, is an eight rotzon to tefillah. That's what I'm discussing. I'm learning a sefer called Shari B'Tefillah. Rashi in the beginning of this week's parsha mentions that Tzchanan is one of the 10 Lashonis of tefillah, and one of those is called Tachanunim. So we're learning Tachanunim. Chinunu echad nishonis at tefillah kamo shenilman v'posek v'tzchanan al Hashem. It's one of the 10 Lashonis of tefillah as mentioned in the posuk. What is Lashon Tachanunim? It was Moshe Rabbeinu requesting from Hashem a matnas chinam, a free gift, which we're going to try and understand what that is. Rush yesh lebikesh me'akorish boruch hu kol tzorcheinu mo'etzer agorol shein kemo avu oetzer matnas chinam. He was requesting from HaKorosh Boruch Hu all his needs from a storehouse called matnas chinam, which is the greatest storehouse there is. From the lotion of Chinun, is one of the Lashonis of Tefillah will explain that it's not just a bekasha from Hashem to give me what I don't really deserve. What is Tachanunim? It's asking Hashem to give me something I don't deserve. But it's more than that. It's a type of emotional nullification of oneself in tefillah. Let me get what he means there. That is, butless of oneself establishes a type of tefillah on its own. We say that Ha'havana. The foundation of our understanding of this tefillah is that through our requests we want to get something that is mamash undue the gamrei. Person has to come and understand that alpidin, I'm not entitled to what I'm asking for. The problem with understanding this is that in the day-to-day existence that we have between Adam and Chaveiro, it's almost impossible to come up with a moshav. The kachi shurus adin she'ashir rachem alonim, because the way of the world is that a rich man has rachmanus on an onim. Gam mitnei mashe torim achev asoy serakach. The torim achev you to give me. You're an ashir, I'm an onim. The torim achev you to give me. So I don't feel like I'm getting something undeserved. It might be that it's undeserved, but I don't feel it. The neshamas of people are trained. everyone is responsible to sustain everybody else. The kachor did the mamashvim al tzokim. Ube'emes shemidarkei hashgacha rusha oshi chayv lani. Be'emes al pidin the oshi itchayv to the ani. Shekesef shiber oshi mufkan hu beyarim hakadosh baruch hu. The maskid yer is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He puts the money by the Asher and asks him to give it to the Ani. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks into the world and looks into the Torah and creates the world. So he looks into the Torah and he sees there's a need for tzedakah. So now he's got to create a world in which there's eichet tzimtzum for tzedakah. So he has to create poor people. So what does he do? He takes the money from the poor man that he's entitled to. He gives it to the rich man. So the rich man gives it to the poor guy, and the Torah's requirement that that tzedakah can be fulfilled. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks into the Torah, he sees that we still keep it over eight. So he goes, okay, I better create parents. But then Hashem created parents, and now that there's parents, we better cook up a kibbutz over eight. There's a mix in the Torah, kibbutz over eight. Now I've got to invent parents. That's how you have to look at the world. It's possible. That's Torah Shkof. So too, yeah, the money that the Ashi has got actually belongs to the Ani. The Torah Ani can move over call us for him. Verayel is there, Mama, she tired out of peace. שכנאי של אושר את נדבסי מה כאילו אני המקב על טבע על כך מה הם הגיבו when somebody when an Osher gives to an Ani stalker the Ani ממש feels people the Ani ממש feels a lot of a close at טבע but then that yet Meshuggah is one of them he's very burnt and hurt when he doesn't see it but normal Osher Ani reaction the Ani feels ממש a lot of a close at טבע מה שאין כן when שאין כן when the אבלים אין נויס in love מה פידו על כך When the Ashi doesn't give to the Ani, the Ani mamash gets upset. I once said to a guy in Toronto, I said, what are you getting upset about? So the guy gives, he doesn't give you. He couldn't understand why he was upset. You're right, why am I getting upset with this guy? But the MS is, he's right to get upset, because the Ani's just stolen his money. Someone steals from you, get upset. Well, the MS, who kach she gozle? He mamash stole from him, because it's the Ani's money. You're holding it as a pekodin. You got 20 cents in your pocket that you don't need, that you got more than your needs are, so it's not your money. That's in Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. He said, please give this to Ani X. According to all the halachas of your chastoka, about a how, where, what, whatever. Okay, that's on our subject. But then the kudah is where do we find a situation where we can understand in our lives a thing called matnas chinam? No matnas chinam. Hard to understand. Vavo pi shayna Ani meivin eze besichloi. Ani doesn't understand this. Even if he doesn't see it, his mazel sees it. The Shoma understands what's going on here. Because in the depths of the matter, that's what's going on. All the money's mine, says Hashem. Adam who rak gizbal aisus shechosir shekavelu atayra v'af makabel tivim furish min hashemayim hein hein brikshi alachmanus v'ativye v'noi hakadosh baruch hu. That's the way the world is, and that's the secret from Hashem, and that's what you have to do. The kivan shekain kashem odlim tzei dugma lematnas chinam. Therefore, the problem when we try to understand our relationship with Hashem being mevakash matnas chinam, it's very hard to get in touch. But what is dugma? What is a matnas chinam? But it means im hainu kvar motzim oifen shel bakashas chinam. Nu zeh sheyayis pol mevakash mashu be'emes bechinam. Even if you would find a few. Of the Mavakas, something for Chinam, who's chutzpah to go ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu something that Mamash is Loma Gear you. Vulai Novi Mekol Mokom al Tzad Dimyan Moshel Azeh. In our fantasy and imagination, let's try and give an example of what Matnas Chinam is. Vu Moshel Hed Yet Mofon Samboilov. Alechad Shaoviv, Shetchesed Imoy Mahod Vashpi Alav Roiv Toiv Vashiris Muflogos Vashom Lochai Mekol Rav. The other father looks after his son, Mamash, way beyond the call of duty. Right? This guy won the Father of the Year award, you know, 15 years straight. Yeah, takes care of this kid in the most unbelievable way. One day there comes a fight between the father and the son. Then we take off over the bed, the whole garage. Kill his father. We know him and Difnei HaShoifet, they bring him to court and he's standing in front of the judge. The royal and Naira Samaita, she asked him, said, realize the enormity of what he's done. Mamash murdered his father. And I call upon him, but Saras Namso, Ileanish, Mephlili, Moinish, Chomu, Alertiche, Mevakash Rama Chamim, Difnei HaShoifet. The spy is facing an enormous, terrible punishment, yeah. He's Mevakash Rachamim from the Shoifet.
He's asking that he should go free. You know what? Share Yosemu, he's an orphan. Eize Busha. Eize Klima, but ain't me also called a Yosem. Who made you into a Yosem? The Kiyatra is a Shemit Suslavakas Rachabim. On the side that you're a Yosem, do you have any claim yet to Rachabim? I'm an orphan, I haven't got a father, I have Rachabim on me. That's what we're asking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vezehu Moshe Amiti. This is a very exact marshal of what we're asking for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Panasa, Chaim, Brut, Mashiach, Yonim, Matzlochan, and all the things we ask Hashem for. So then, Miru Shema'aka, we got favor. Who's preventing Hashem from giving you Panasa and health and everything? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzirias, Parachishet, Pekeshet, Tomin, Latet, Roy, Tezor, Vavrocha, Belong, Bull. Hashem, infinite Rachamim. He's Kuluchet, he just wants to overwhelm you with giving. It's our deeds that destroy and uproot the world and ourselves. I'm asking Rachamim, Hashem, please give me panasa. Why don't you have panasa? Because you messed up. So you don't deserve it. So I'm going to give it to you for free. The chayim ayin b'fnei sakon and noiro, mevakesh Rachamim, Hashem is brach limatzel. This is in a very dangerous situation. And he's asking Hashem to save him. Who put you into this matzav? She tells him, come alone, she'll be surim in the Shemaim. Who put you into the matzav? Then of course, both has to give you a surim and a surim in the Shemaim. Why are you in the matzav in the first place? Who put you in the room? How did you get into this mess? Ah, you put yourself in there by yourself. So when you come to Mavakash Rachamim? I give you another marshal of my own just very quickly. Which I once heard from my Rebbe in the slichas, we say kedalim or kroshim the fakhnu glasechom. So what's kedalim what's kedalim? They said it's like a guy borrowed money from a person, yeah? So he comes and he knocks on his door to explain to him that he has no way of paying him back. Can't pay him back, whatever. Things didn't work out, the business I was going to start didn't work out, went bankrupt, I'm unable to pay you back. Well, that's another push and that's difficult enough, right? And while he's talking to the guy, he says, can you lend me more money? Yeah, it's like you come to your bank manager and tell him you can't pay your mortgage, and can you please give me a mortgage? It's that sense of Lomagieli Poklum about what can I do? I've got to ask anyone. Terrible bush from a place of asking. But then I tell him, is that a Sokima mitzvah to say that? The Torah gives you an instruction manual on how to keep the mitzvahs. For Shalom Pam and Beyond Mazirat and Gosboch, Shomer Chem Pen Yisrael of Obchem. Hashem warns us three times a day, be very careful that you don't get drawn after things you shouldn't get drawn after. For kol hazoros ha-teira, k'surim sham, moidiya itlanu, ma yikra, im lo nishma ha-teira ba'ava v'yira. The Torah tells you exactly what's going to happen if you don't keep the Torah ba'ava v'yira. V'ayin hazoros v'ha-teichocho shel shluchei rachmona, all the Nevi'im and the Rabbanim and the Gedolim and the Balimus and everybody that gives us warnings, Rabbi Seder and Shonim Bachreinim, Asher Kulam Kechad Eindim V'tzakim Tomit V'kol Neira. They stand and scream and stand in the breach and warn us, this is about to happen, that's about to happen, wake up. Kishomru V'yizoru Mela'az V'yizderech HaTeira Al Tafdekach Shekach V'kach Yikorei, don't do this, it's going to happen. Yirmiyah Novi was the example, Neira came and warned the Jews, look what's going to be, what's going to be, what's going to be, what's going to be. איך אפשר אז לאז מצא חהר עם רש לבקש מהשם הויצים עם מזכן נפשיינו. When you get the chutzpah now, after you didn't listen, you didn't take the warning, you messed up, now you got Hashem and say, hey, get me out of this mess. Vim kein mevakshim, הרי זה רק מתוך הגושר. When we do got a kosh boch, it's only because we have a deep sense and a recognition ברחמי שמיים שהם בלי גבול ותחליף. It's because we're relating to that aspect of Hashem which is completely boundaryless and has no end limits at all. Kulu rachamim, infinite rachamim. Even if that rachamim is humongous, 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 but it has a limit, then it's not Hashem. It can be billions and billions of light years big, but that's still finite. Hashem's rachamim has beyond any limitations. Vapofi, shayin lanu, alzeh shum taina v'tvir. Even though Hashem's rachamim is infinite, we don't have any claim to that rachamim. We don't deserve it. not because of the din and not even Mishurat HaDin. You have no claim to anything from a Kodesh Baruch Hu because of the mess we've made. El Chinam Gomor. Totally, totally Chinam. Zu Hergesh V'tzur Shal Tfil El Atzma Abor Bachno Gemurah. This is the feeling and the form of this tefillah itself that comes from a very, very deep sense of anova. Mitzach kibul lach meshamayim, bli tachlis ubigvul lo shum tzatzchus, lach bechina mamash. I stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu knowing in Achinami, not only does I deserve it, but I'm the one that was going in the mess I'm trying to get out of. And I'm relating through a deep sense of my own lack of anything to the enormous rachamim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm coming to a Kodesh Baruch Hu with no tayla, no tfiyah, nothing, just saying, bleed out of your racham and give it to me. That's not Doma. I'm a forshim evir midrash, kalala Moshe Ramora, maro Hashem, haro hei oitzreit. Moshe Rabbeinu went into Shemayim and he saw five storehouses. I'm going to follow Rabbeinu Shalom, hallelujah me. He said, Rabbeinu Shalom, who are these wonderful storehouses waiting for? I'm going to follow Amalek Torah. This is for those that were toiling in Torah. This is for all the Bale Chasodim. This is their reward. And each storeroom for its specific people that did specific things. It's a God or Ma'od. Ultimately, he showed him an infinite storehouse. Can you imagine what an infinite storehouse of Hashem looks like? No end to the chesed that comes out of that storehouse. Amalo Matnas Chinam. That's the storehouse called Matnas Chinam. Because Yeshua Moshe B'schus HaTorah Lo Nisneloi. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavakshin the schus of the Torah, Hashem didn't give it. Amal Eini Shoyl Ele Me Oitzer HaGadol. He said, I'm only asking from that Oitzer. I want from Oitzer the Matnas Chinam. Hadad Iksuv Eschanan. And then it says, Chinam, Eschanan, what's Eschanan? Miloshen Chinam. It's better to put a snake into your house rather than to bring a person into your house that's got eyes. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, there were all these authorities or whatever. What did he ask for? Give me everything. What? Chinam. It's a figure of speech. Okay. But Tzarech Lavin. Lama Oitzer Matnas Chinam Gedolim and Yosef Mikol Oitzer Acha. Why is the Oitzer of Matnas Chinam the undeserved reward that we get? Why is it greater than all the other Oitzers? Third of it, the Kol Oitzer Mugbalu Lemidus Aschus and Itzreches Gedol Lahasig Oitzahu. Each of the Oitzers, the Oitzer of Amalek Torah, it's limited. It's limited to how much a person needs to get in order to get the reward from that Oitzer. After all, a Amalek Torah is limited. A person is going to live for 100 years. In 100 years, he can only be Amal so many hours a day. So to the extent that he's Amal, there's a reward, but it's always going to be limited to how much effort he put in. Obviously, the reward is much greater than the effort he put in. But if you're getting the reward for Amal, well, then there's only so much Amal. There's only so much reward. It comes for Amal. The same with Chesed, the same with everything else. The Yesh. Yesh bo lekol echad vechad kimi dasa ba Amalek Torah nimtza shav shizoyche balam ra'am and dvarim. Even though a person was omel in many things, they call welcome, keep it from Bapari, made him lefi shir amala, nimta isra mukbal. We're going to give you lefi your amala, so it's going to be mukbal. It's going to be humongous. We have no idea how much reward there is for 1 minute of omel the Torah. You can imagine all the pleasures in this world from beginning to end. Yeah, all the pleasures, the pleasure you're going to get from 1 moment of omel the Torah in Alamabad is much greater than that. So even though we're talking about mukbal, we're talking about Hashem's ideas of mukbal. But there's an oyster there that's even greater than that. This oyster of Matnas Chinam you're getting without any pre-existing merit. There's nothing the Makabo can limit it by. Because he's not coming with anything. He's coming back with nothing. I don't deserve anything. So how can you limit it? It's Matnas Chinam. The undeserving reward. There is no way to limit it. The Cain, Benayak, Shiva'ilam, Hanaisin, Matna, Lechavair, Bechina, Masha, Gavai, Goyla, Matana, Vechusai, Midas, Taiva, Yecholosa, Shalanaisin. When I give you a present that you don't deserve, I just decide one day I'm going to wake up and give you a present. What determines the greatness of the present? my desire to give and my ability to give. Correct? If I want to give, I want to buy a chocolate bar. I might want to give you the whole world, but all I can afford is a chocolate bar. Yeah? I might be able to afford the whole world, but whatever you want to give you is a chocolate bar. There's got some limit, no matter how great my desire to give, and no matter how great my ability is, it's always going to be limited. So can you imagine who Yosef Ashim and Yosef Tov Ayn? Kachmat Tanosim Ruba Yosef Vachashu Yosef Umamayla Move On. Therefore, we can understand for ourselves she'oitza matnas chinam shel Hashem yisparach. How big is going to be the oitza chinam of Hashem? His desire to give is infinite. His ability to give is infinite. She'ein cheikin loso v'roiz toiv yisparach ein lo keitzve v'ein lo gvul. So the oitza of matnas chinam that we're trying to plug into with this thing called v'ayis cholam is infinite reward. Infinite. V'holam v'oimek midazu. You have to understand the depth of this midah. The Masha and Kate loads a shochinun, that there's no limitation to the storehouse of chinun. Aine rak la inyan roev ha'ashpah shenoysen ha'kosh bochu kashenoysen beged chinun. It's not just the enormity of how much Hashem can give when He gives in this way of chinun. Elohu Yaisim is there, there's something more here. She'ain Kate gvul le'etzem ha'koyach le'tet b'derech chinun. There's absolutely no limitation in the etzem koyach to give via chinu. V'ale shekoyach min ezul etet afilu kashizeh chinu mamash haynu v'lo shum reyach zchut v'lo siva kol shu shirei lekabo mikoycho. When a person wants to tap into this world of chinu, he has to understand he doesn't have to come with anything. Anything. Not just that there's a wonderful, enormous storehouse, and Hashem wants to give, and Hashem's got infinite amounts to give. That's one aspect. There's another aspect. When we come and one of the buckets from the storeroom, you don't have to come with anything except the chinun itself. The bakasha, please give me, even though I don't have anything to ask for. I'm asking the judge to be merciful on me because I'm a yotam, because I killed my father. Va'afilu im yesh ha'besibes shelo letet lo, and even further. Even if there's tons of reasons not to give you, there's no reason to have rachamim on the guy who murdered his father because he's a yosem, right? There's no reason. There's even sibot not to give. We're coming with a whole bag of chatoim. Even if the guy's a poseya bigvul, even he can plug into the matnas chinam because it's mamash matnas chinam. By the way, we can't understand this. Because we're finite. And we're describing something here which is infinite. The whole sugya we're dealing with is Hilchas Ein Sof. We can't understand what it means that Hashem's Rachamim is infinite. We can't understand what it means that there's a place where I can plug in and get, even though I'm just not deserving. I've got no positive chips to give in, but I've got an overdraft. I mean, overdraft, yeah, and I can still come take whatever I want whenever I want. We have no way of understanding that. That's what it is for the Shabbos. However, is in this oitzah, there are limitations and conditions in how you have to get from it. Hashem says, I will have chanun, this aspect of rachamim, this aspect of chinun. You know what I have chinun on? Who are have chinun on? Well, look at that, not everybody. How did Meshach so come oitz in the Yesha? Since it's an oitz, by definition, it has a gate. Correct? Well, the Shah Yesh Mapteach HaPateach Oisei. And every gate has a key that opens it. Once you get in, it's infinite, but you have to use a key to get in. The Mavur Khan, the Mapteach Lefteach Oitz in the Shachinun, who had filler, who had chinun. What is the key to this gate? It's a thing called tefillah v'tchina. It's a type of tefillah called the eschanan. The yesh b'zeh shnei inyonim. This thing called tefillah and tchina has two aspects. Gam ma shehu lo shenu bitu shel tefillah atzmoy. The aspect that's an expression of tefillah atzmoy, getting up and doing whatever is called tefillah. Hanu mevakesh b'chinam. To ask! You have to ask! Please, can I have A, B, C, D? And I know that I don't deserve it. Matnas chinam. The gam he halacha psukah binyan tefillah beklal. Tzitzichet yeh beloshen tachanunim. the halacha is that tefillah has to be beloshen tachanunim. We see in Abayis shekata mikpalel al tas v'losa kever and a rachamim v'tachun tachanunim is v'amokum. Don't daven like a robot. Yeah, make your tefillah v'tachanunim lifnei Hashem. V'b'shulchan aruch zimitzav tzadikhes yitpalel derech tachanunim k'rasha mevakesh b'petach. I'm shalom. You have to daven v'tachanunim with bleeding. There's no way to really translate tachanunim other than as we translated it now. The ischanan is chinum. I'm asking for matnas chinum. How do you ask for matnas chinum? With a sense of anava and pleading. That's how you have to daven. Because Hashem Elvin she'ein lo mitzad atzmei klum. When you realize that mitzad yourself, you're coming with nothing. Yeah, you don't even have a mashkin. You don't even have a little bauble that you can leave with a guy that will lend you the money. You can't even pawn. You have nothing left to pawn even. Hello, only the rush if they buy it. The ainu tayle lo b'maisav lo b'shchaysav el elak b'rav chasav b'tzedek barok. He's coming to daven here, totally undeserving. I have nothing to rely on. The only thing I'm relying on here is you, Hashem, and your infinite mercy. That's what I'm relying on. Neftachim lo itzu shochein v'chesed yeter al kol itzus ha'achreinim. Then they open up for him the storehouses of chein v'chesed more than all the other stores. V'midazu hi yefi v'hadra v'shleimusa shel atzuna. This midah of knowing that I deserve nothing, but I can still come to Hashem and ask, not because of me, but because of Him. That is the beauty and the splendor and the shleimus of tefillah. It's the pinnacle of what tefillah really is. I always thought tefillah was twitching the lips at a shtender. Seems I made a mistake. So imagine coming to yeshiva, spending 8 years in yeshiva, and you leave 8 years later, and you're holding exactly the same place in learning you were when you arrived. No one would tolerate that, right? I've got guys in yeshiva can't tolerate 1 week they haven't made enormous leaps in their learning. Oh, but I've been here a week and I haven't grown. I'm leaving, I'm changing shearing. Yeah? Now how come at tefillah we're totally satisfied with coming to yeshiva and 7 years later we leave and our tefillah is hopefully the same as it was when I arrived? Who stays in tefillah? You have to learn the sugi as well. That's just a bit of personal anguish that I have. I don't think my levels of tefillah have changed in 20 years. I think I still twitch my lips as effectively as I did 20 years ago. I don't see any more. Can I just finish this? Three more lines and then we can open this up for discussion. Uma nifla loshen ha-midrash. How wondrous is the loshen of the midrash. Shekosh bochu hitleina la umayshe shechotof lo esasod hazeh. Shekosh bochu. Oh, did I leave that? Oh, Ubeh Meshazek Poshut. So, yeah, what do you want to say? No, I thought that's the answer.
Fine, I'm happy to
wait. Okay. Ubeh Meshazek Poshut. Darei im boi manu b'schus maisim toivim. Poshut, if we come in b'schus of a maisim toivim, and by the way, we have male maisim toivim kirimba, we're overflowing with maisim toivim as hidden, yeah? Everyone sitting here is male maisim toivim. You learn Gemara for 5 minutes today, there's over 2,000 mitzvahs. Minimum calculation. Could be even more, because each mitzvah is connected kula tera kula. So each mitzvah is 613, so it's actually 2613. And each one of those 613 is kulu 613. So the cheshbon ya 5 minutes of inventory is millions of mitzvahs. But minimum 2,000 mitzvahs every 5 minutes, yeah? So you imagine how many mitzvahs and mighty tovim we are? But if you're coming on the back of that, haray ray, this guy's been stuck in Allah. He doesn't understand what he's doing. I can't take a telephone in the best midrash. He's just endangered everyone in the best midrash. No. Do they understand? Raise it. What should I raise it? Harei reiv ma'aseinu tov v'moysa adam min abayim ha'ayin akva kol hevel. I'm serious. There was a terrorist threat in Lakewood. And they came to Rav Hanke and listened to ask him if they should point the shaman by the door. So he said, no, tell the shaman, you don't have to worry. Tell the class. Tell the text, yeah? So then as they were walking out, he said, by the way, did the Bochum have cell phones in the yeshiva? You wasn't about using them in the best mitzvah. You would have had a hundred million. You wanted to know the Bochum yeshiva have a cell phone. So they said, yes. He said, you better point guards at the gate. So everyone showed me there. He you ever met there with Torah Shem and somebody walks in and shoots the Shem?
Really, who are we? We're the God that the Torah says,
You're right, we've all had mitzvahs of anything, but at the end of the day, because Baruch Hu, what he does first, is garnished.
But if you don't come to Tainus, just in Hashem,
I did 2,000 mitzvahs today, and sure said that that's times 613, 613, how many mitzvahs I got? Please, can I have Panosa? You don't come like that. You come, you say, Hashem, you know what? Asay Laman Shemecha, do it for your sake, Hashem. Because you're infinitely merciful. Is that a truthful Taina? Hashem, you are infinite mercy. Is that true? Yeah. So please give me out of your infinite mercy. Well, that's a valid Taina. So come and say, Hashem, you know what? I've got some schusim I'd like to cash in. First of all, who says you've got any schusim? Who knows how many empty schusim you've got? You know, everyone's into segulas today. You come and show me your segulas, I'll show you an empty segula for every segula you've got. Yeah? For every segula we do, there's 50 empty segulas that I did today. You know how many empty segulas one word of Lashon Hara is? One word of Lashon Hara is an empty segula for how many red bracelets? No, serious. Grow up. But if you come because Hashem, you're infinitely merciful, so who's going to argue with you? What's the title? I've got nothing. I don't deserve anything. Is that true?
Yeah.
Hashem, you're infinitely merciful. Is that true? Oh, so now you've got every stick of Taina. So therefore it's not shaykh that you can't get answers. That's emes that Hashem's chesed is infinite. There's nothing that can limit Hashem's chesed. Not even Menashe. Rav Tiaba mentioned the mice of Menashe. Not even Menashe with all his riches could prevent Hashem from saving him. Because Menashe related to what? To Hashem's infinite chesed. Not only done any deeds, Menashe said, I'm the biggest Russian that ever lived. I killed my own grandfather, destroyed everything. And I fought against you, Hashem, and worshipped every other in the world. And I'm coming to you and saying to you, Hashem, if you don't save me, you're not Hashem. And Hashem says, you're right, the Baratana. Because if I can't save you because you're so bad, there's a limit in my chesed. And there can't be a limit in my chesed. You're right, Menashe, he saves you. And this is the chiyuv that a person has to come to Kosh Bochu 3 times a day with tina. And not just because you have a chiyuv to be yotzizan, the seder, you know, that Chazal gave us, and a tzarech legeshet b'tzvila, v'yishchanen lifnei boira al mechoysoi asher yichosoloi. You have to come and be mechanan to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that which you're lacking. And if there's anybody not lacking anything, wow, we're lacking, man. Shoo! The list of things that we're lacking. And I'm not talking about the silly things, I'm talking about things that are critically that we need our chiyuvim to fulfill. Kohani, the Pesach, and the Vachash, Matan, Schinen, Vain, Tzemach, Klal, Lo, Al, Maisa, Velo, Al, Mitzvaysa, Velo, Al, Shreysa. Like an army standing at the door, who can't even pay back his loan and he wants to borrow more. Understand, ain't my dearly for klum. Not on my maisim, not on my mitzvahs, not on my schesov. By the way, you're allowed to take enormous pleasure from your maisim and your schusim. A Jew's not supposed to walk about miserable because he feels like he's lower than an animal. Chas v'chalile, the Beit HaMikdash got destroyed because we went to Simcha. The Jew's not taking enormous pleasure from what he did. You learned for an hour today? Wow, that's an enormous celebration. Imagine if you saved someone's life today, you came out, what a party you would make, right? No, because I'll tell us that learning Torah is much greater than saving another life. Much greater. Did you come in today, how was your day, dear? Okay, what did you do? Oh, I worked for 2 hours. But it says I'm a behemoth, so I'm going to be miserable the whole day. That's not a Jew. He takes enormous pleasure from what he achieved, but at the same time he knows, well, my dearly clue, I just did what I had to do, and I did a job well done. No, celebrate. He's relying purely on the chesed of Hashem, which means there's no more excuses. You can't say, yeah, well, because I can't. It's got nothing to do with you. You're limiting Hashem. You're not be curious. But no, as you said, when a person says, I can't do something, he's an apikoyrus. You know what? Because it means if you can't do this, then the thing you did yesterday you could do. That shekel. You couldn't even do that. It's all a shekel. So how can you say I can't? I can't mean this I can, but this I can't. So how could you do that? You're an Epicurus, you don't believe in God. You can't do anything. So what do you mean you can't do this? If Hashem will help you, can you do it? Of course. No, so get Hashem to help you, you can do anything. Well, my nifl eloshin, a midrash, how awesome is the midrash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is laying ala Moshe shechotef lo es asod azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kibiyachol complaining about Moshe Rabbeinu that he understood the secret. Better to have a snake in your house than Moshe Rabbeinu coming in and finding the secret gate to the Matnas Chinam. וכביוכל כאילו יהיה ממישהו הרי אם חוטף לי מפתח זה מה אתה הכל הפקר it's like Hashem saying somebody stole my key to the oyster now it's all הפקר ויוכל לרקן לי את כל הבית now you can come and empty out my whole house I lost my keys in the Arab market so now you know you better change the locks because but you can't change the locks in Hashem's oyster chinam because it's infinite so that's the nekud of tachanonim and that's all that chinam dafka has to be that we learn from the Pasha And that we learn the person wants to daven on Tisha B'Av Ein Yoyim Yotem the Sugo for realizing how nothing you are, and that everything we have is Kulu Rachamim. Even the first, the burning of the Meis HaMikdash was Kulu Rachamim. Because Hashem could have wiped out Klal Yisrael. But he took the building instead. Yo, what do you want to ask?
Why did it order for this tefillah to. Work
the person has to feel like they are completely undeserving by definition. Yeah. So, how do we bring ourselves to feel that we are undeserving? We're trained to feel like we deserve. In the radio
magazine today, you'll see adverts that say, you deserve better. Yeah. So, how do we. Get in touch with reality.
What's that deal? Study them in heaven. I can't fucking put me in this world. Everything gives me kulu chesed. I don't deserve anything. Yeah, I was like a baby in the street, an abandoned child, and some stranger came past, picked me up, brought me to his house, saved my life, fed me, medicated me, put me through school, put me through yeshiva, put me to university, looked after me, took care of me, married me off, supporting me in learning. Ada yom hazeh. Magia li mashu from this man. Can you go to this guy and say to him, excuse me, you owe me? He owes you nothing and you owe me everything. That's how it makes you with Hashem, right? I was a little fitted drop of nothing and Hashem gave me everything. Gave me a love, gave me an opportunity to earn Olam Haba, put me to a world, gave me a chesed, gave me a wife, gave me children, gave me Torah, gave me untold chesed, and what have I done? Look! I'm sort of like, you know, tapped around a little bit pretending to be ruchnistic. But in reality, I'm an Eved, so look at any clue. That's ideal. What's real? Really, I feel totally entitled. I get upset and angry because the milk was sour this morning. I couldn't have wheat of it. And I'm almost dead. Well, there, I'm not even putting a feeling today because Hashem didn't deliver. That's my real, right? I'm a 3-year-old. Gimme. Right? So the sugya, yeah, really is Hilchus. Grow up. Get mature. Hilchus maturity. What is a child? A child is somebody's totally entitled. Gimme. What's an adult? Where can I give? The Vilna Goyen, I never understood what he meant until I learned this. The Vilna Goyen said that after he learned all the Kabbalistic thrillers and the Yichudim and all the wondrous ways of davening, you know, Kasha Sidur and all that stuff, you know, 3 hours Shmona Esrays and all that stuff, he came to the conclusion that the highest form of tefillah is like a child standing in front of his father crying like a baby. After you've gone through all the, you know, the Kabbalistic stuff, the highest form of sin is a little baby standing in front of your father saying, Tati, please, oh dear. That's good. That's tachanumim. When you realize you're a little baby, normally klum. If you could get into a 3-year-old's brain, maybe you could have an adult conversation with 3-year-olds. You sometimes can. There are quite a few adults running around, and sometimes 15 to 6-year-old mode. So when you chap him in that mode, have an adult conversation with him. It's quite rewarding. You do it with yourself often. So imagine if you could ask him, the 3-year-old, tell me, why do you feel you so much deserve all these things you're crying for? He'd say, you know, Loma Geli Klum. What have I done? I've been in this world for 3 years. And I've dirtied a few diapers, I've finished a few bottles, and I've, you know, kept a few adults up late at night. What has he done? Made a few people feel googly inside. He's done nothing. So why are you making all these requests? That's how we have to go, like a baby to Hashem and say, I've eaten a few chickens, you know, so I made a few brochas, I've done a bit of stuff, but really speaking, I'm a 3-year-old, and I have nothing going for me, so can you please have mercy on me, give me. When a child's crying for his mother, as a 3-year-old, he knows Loma Geli Klub. What can he do? His life depends on his mother, and if his mother doesn't help him, he's dead. So he cries out, but he doesn't come to his mother and say, you're going to feed me now because I'm such a cute kid. What did he say? I'm totally at your mercy.
We're supposed to do this and maintain a level of simcha?
Of course!
Like, it seems...
I don't know, but the ikka simcha!
You've now reached the level where you can be nothing. But now, like, it's absolute depression.
Why is that depression? Moshe Rabbeinu was the most honored ikka person, the greatest person in the world. He knew he was the greatest prophet in the world. But something was enormously the simcha, because you can't have prophecy unless you're really holding his simcha. Okay, and at the same time, he knew that he was garbage in the face of Hashem. Me myself, I wonder. These are the koyches they have. This is my relationship that I have with Hashem. I'm descended from the Vilna Goyim. Maybe not even with Sefer, but you know where ancestors were. If everyone in this room would go back 200 years, you'd find ancestors gedoli gedoli yisrael, tzaddikim yisodeilom. That's who we're part of. So right now we are kind of nothing. But you know what the truth is? We're not nothing. We're not nothing. In the one hand, you have to hold Bishvilini V'Olam, and I'm giving to Hashem the ability to fulfill the purpose of creation. Without me, he can't. That's how great I am. And Mr. Cheney, hey, I'm garnished. You've got to get back to that schizophrenia. You have to be able to hold that paradox without going nuts. If the whole world's dependent on me, Bishvilini V'Olam, and I'm a Magi, I'm a Boyer, and I'm grappling with the sugya all the time, and on the other hand, when I come to Hashem, I'm nothing. I think the way to do it in a sane way practically is to divide it up. When you come to Davin, yeah, you have to know I'm coming with nothing. Like the Oni comes to the bank manager to say, I'm defaulting on my loan, please lend me money. That sense of achno, you have to have that. You can't bounce in with a smile on your face and say, hey Mr. Bank Manager, I've got great news for you, man. Well, I'm so happy, I just come in, I'm defaulting and please can you lend me some more money. That's not how a child cries to his father when he's desperate. You have to mamash go to your father. But you take your 3 steps back, you've done what you've had to do, you've spoken to dad said everything's going to be fine. So now get on with your life, be happy. Carry on doing your tazkit, carry on doing your mission in the world. But the truth is, to really be happy, you have to be living for Tzvi'as HaMeisa. The patient in hospital, yeah, is undergoing terribly difficult therapies and surgeries and whatever, because he knows that's what's going to save his life. So he's in enormous pain. So now, remember, he's happy to a certain extent because he's, you know, he knows he's going to get out of here one day, and Baruch Hashem, this pain is saving his life. But when's he really happy? When he gets out. Yeah? Even when he's in hospital, he's happy because he knows, but it's not the same as when he gets out. Then he's really happy. If he's living there for when he's going to get out, so then he's really happy. That's why there's 2 simchas in the Memchis Dvarim. The Sameach Bechelkoi, that means you have to be the simcha now with what you have, even though what you have now is a woman in the birth pangs of giving birth. When a woman's having a baby, she's in those last few moments of excruciating agony, right? Is she the simcha or not? To a certain extent, she's the simcha because she's about to have a baby. With such agony, she's making sure she's never going to do this again. How do you live with that stereo? Huh? No pain, no gain, you know? But the pain's passing, and we know we're going to go into a place of enormous pleasure, so that keeps us going through the pain. If that woman knowing that this pain that she's in at the moment is never going to end, she's going to give birth and the pain's going to continue, I don't think a woman would ever do it again. She does it because the pain's going to stop, and this pain is going to create an enormous, enormous simcha. So if you're focusing on that now, which is the second of the Memchah Torah, which is B'Simcha. Samach B'Chelkoi is the Simcha that I have now. Samach B'Chelkoi. I'm happy with everything I've got because it comes from Hashem, and everything I've got now is for the best. Yeah? Even the fact that I'm nothing is for the best. That's why Hashem made me like this. That's great. But at the same time, there's the B'Simcha, there's the anticipation of all the reward I'm going to get for what I've done. Every time I did what I was supposed to do, I was helping Hashem fulfill the purpose of creation. He's not going to pay dividends. It's amazing. I'm going to be in the Chedi Yechud with Hashem, and we're going to be in like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, didn't celebrate going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's who we're going to be. We're going to be the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Chedi Yechud with Hashem. Right now we're in intensive care. We're in one of these rehab centers undergoing some real painful therapy because we did some stupid things and we damaged ourselves and we got to get well. But I'm reasonably simple because I know at least I'm getting therapy. At least I'm going to be well one day. I'm going to be able to go out there and really, you know, ride my bicycle again. Quite constant chizuk, by the way. Because our default position is to slip into a whole lot of nothing or to go, wow, look how great I am and I don't need a chef. Those are the two swings. Technically, okay, so once again, in my abdominal space, I'm just teaching you the 10 different of the pillar, what each one is. How it fits into the system, where and how, and the halachas, or whatever, you have to learn in the two different halachas. Let's just be practical. In ideal, your whole Shmoneh Esrei should look like this. But we can't even have Kavanah on the two Shabbilim in the first bracha. Yeah, we're relying on the Rukayach. So we have Kavanah in Moedim, and even there we forget. And, you know, we're relying on whatever. According to Rukhaim, none of us are Yoytzi Tzvila ever. According to Rukhaim, you have to know that you're standing in front of Hashem through the entire Shmoneh Esrei. Conscious of things standing in front of Hashem. So Baruch Hashem, I'm fasting like Rukhaim, otherwise no one would ever, you would. Who says I have to use a Prosen Esrog? I've never done it. Because I would never be able to use a Tzvila, so why start? Who uses a Prosen Esrog? It's stupid. If you only have a Prosen Esrog, don't use it. So Baruch Hashem, I'm fasting like Rukhaim, Yoyti Pirish Amilim, you understand in the first Bracha, you have a Yoyti Tzvila. Okay. So that real explains to me that if I'm going to try and make an Oisek and an avoid out of Tfilah, which is really not what this discussion is about, to have this discussion, we're going to go to the beginning, we're going to stop learning the Sefer according to the Adama. There's a 5-page Adama here, and then there's about another 10 pages of Pirchet Sicha. There's an Adama, and there's an opening address. You have to find some time in the day to prepare for Tfilah. So it's like any job. Let's say when you first became Shulam, you can't even read Hebrew, you don't even understand the words of the Shmoneh Esrei. So what do? You're trying to understand the whole Shmoneh Esrei in one go? No! You first start with the first bracha and you spend a week or a month working on the first bracha, yes? And you read the Tzav and you read the Kurz and you go through all the books that explain the first bracha. What about the other 18 brachas? You twitch your lips at the stand-up. That's the pasta we brought the pasta. When you got the first bracha clear, what do? You do the second, and then you do the third. It's the same year. John Dublin, one bracha. The one bracha in Shmoneh Esrei that really touches you. What are you missing the most? Yeah? Panasa, wheat objects, Yerushalayim, Riut. Find one bracha that resonates with you, yeah? And try and really get in touch with this idea in that one part of Shmoneh Esrei. What about the rest of the Shmoneh Esrei? Talk, yeah? Then next month you'll do the next bracha, or next week, however you want to cut this cake, yeah? The time to really, really put in your own brachas and your own kaiches for us is in the Elokeinu Shammah, where you put in your own name at the end of the bracha. That's really when you get to talk to Hashem Abba crying like a baby. For us to do that with someone, that's very hard. Because the words we use are not really us, they don't really resonate with them. Those words are atom bombs. The other Mr. Binyanka, they put the gunpowder into those hand grenades. You use them, they're powerful. But the real avoid is your own personal tefillah. Chetz Rozansky once said that he was diving next to the Chofetz Chaim, and he heard the Chofetz Chaim speaking in Yiddish in every bracha. Yeah. And then he would speak in Yiddish for a few minutes, and then Bukhat Hashem, you know what's going on? Yiddish, Hebrew, Yiddish, in the middle of every bracha. What's going on here? There is him off, this is Mayach. He said, every bracha, I'm explaining to Hashem, my Shaykhah, I have this to this bracha, I'm asking Hashem, I want Yerushalayim to be rebuilt. No, so you've got to explain to Hashem, what's the problem? So what do I do when I have Yerushalayim? If you have Yerushalayim, what do I do with it? You know, the dog chasing the car, and he's asking Hashem, please let me catch the car. Hashem says, what are you going to do with it if I give it to you? You know, so, the same as us, we're having for Yerushalayim to rebuild. What are you going to do when Yerushalayim is rebuilt? Eat frozen yogurt? That's, you know, that's Yerushalayim. Ge'ula! Malch Yisrael! That's why we want Yerushalayim rebuilt. Yeah, that I got a jacuzzi in my apartment, that's what I want from Yerushalayim. So explain it to Hashem. You want panasa, why? What are you going to do with it? Why do you feel the lack? He says, I'm explaining to Hashem. So he said to him, why in Yiddish? He said, the mama lotion is the best. And he told him to your tati, speaking the mother language, speaking a language that you feel most comfortable with. That's how it's made that the Chofetz Chaim wasn't comfortable with Rosh HaKodesh. I mean, he was after all the Baal Mishnah Brura. and everything else. He probably understood the language. But he, in the depths of his heart, he was a Yiddishite. So he spoke to Hashem in Yiddish. Now, for us to do that in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is very problematic. Halachically, there's problems, and tonight I do it to do it properly, you're probably going to get into a big mess. Therefore, the first thing is, don't do it. Therefore, we have the opportunity at the end to mamash, cry to Hashem like a baby, talk to Hashem like a baby. That's really what's necessary here. There's different places in Shomer Tzvila. There's two things in the art school they bring down. Yeah, whatever. There's machlokes in the Arizal and what you can do, what you can't do. That's Hilchos Tzvila. I'm not going into that now. But you have to find time in the day, whether it's a 3 times a day you don't want to, or once a day, 2 minutes, or whatever, to talk to Hashem like a child talks to his father. David HaMelech, they said, you should do that night. At night, I wet my pillow with tears. That's when David HaMelech, he's lying in bed. No one just said, I find that's the best time to do it. Make it night when everyone's sleeping, whatever. You're alone in bed with Hashem. Yeah? You can lie and talk to Hashem like a man. You can go over the day with him. You can find that's your nature. Early in the morning, you wake up 4 o'clock in the morning worrying about whatever you're worrying about. It's a wonderful time to just sit down and talk to Hashem. 5 minutes to 10, have a conversation.